The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Tuesday morning. As you heard in the news, the Senate is continuing its marathon vote-o-rama, and this started yesterday and continued through the night. Joining us right now with the very latest on the progress of this big, beautiful bill in the U.S. Senate is ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
This has been a marathon, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I mean, it's been a really long night for our Senate colleagues who've been reporting this out all evening. You know, they're now trying to figure out where they get over the next couple of hours, because at this point, there's still no deal locked in on how the Senate will proceed with voting to pass the one big, beautiful bill, as it's called. But J.D. Vance, the vice president, arrived on Capitol Hill in the last hour. He would likely be needed to cast the tie-breaking vote if it got to that point. It's not clear if he is there to negotiate with holdouts or if he is there to cast a final vote. He was asked by reporters whether he thought the bill would get over the finish line today, and he said, "We're going to find out." Republicans can only lose three more votes on the Senate floor. It's not clear then where they are at this point. They have lost two, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, and there are a handful more holdouts. So it's really getting down to the wire at this point, and it's not clear if they're going to be able to get it across the finish line or what would be done right now to get it across the finish line and win those holdouts over.
It really is interesting because it has been said that there's no room for negotiation. It's my way or the highway mm-hmm. with this bill, and yet this whole effort that's going on right now is introducing amendments to the bill. It's largely performative, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, some of them are substance, you know, to try to make changes so that lawmakers feel more comfortable with the bill. You know, you get some of the holdouts to put forward something that tweaks it enough so they feel better about it. Democrats are not having success, of course, with things trying to tank the bill. That's not working for them. They're in the minority. But there have been some things that have passed with overwhelming support. It is kind of that last-ditch effort to make changes to things.
The deadline for passage, at least according to the president, is July 4th. How firm is that mm-hmm. deadline, and why July 4th?
July 4th was a date that the president said because it's always good for lawmakers to have a deadline. They work better when their backs are up against something like that. It's not like it has to be done by July 4th. It can slide. It will slide. The president has indicated some flexibility. His team has indicated less flexibility, saying that they anticipate and expect that this will be on his desk by Friday. That really does not look great at this point, even though it's only Tuesday. It still has to go over to the House, and there are already large factions over there, enough lawmakers who have said that they do not like what is in this bill, that it could cause some real complications on the House side.
Among those who are speaking out against this bill, Elon Musk, he is still up in arms about this, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, he came out yesterday and said he would spend money in primaries against lawmakers voting for this, talking about the biggest debt increase in history and lawmakers should hang their heads in shame, and even said it's time for a new political party, one that he says actually cares about the people.
Wow, this is a big deal because, you know, we've already seen, as you said, Senator Tillis said that he's not going to seek re-election over mm-hmm. this bill. Elon Musk mm-hmm. says that he will primary candidates. So, I mean, there's a lot at stake here, isn't there?
A lot. This is like a significant amount of the president's domestic agenda tied up in this legislation. And the president, you know, wants to get this done. This is kind of like their best crack at the apple to tie it all up in one big bill. That's why it's literally called that, because of how they're doing this legislatively through this, you know, the parliamentary process. To be able to pass it with just a simple majority, not doing it with the normal threshold of 60 votes in the Senate.
All right. This could be the day. We will see. Karen, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.